Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Chris Langham guides us through the Old Testament book of Genesis. Now to Pastor Chris.
Is God truly just? Does God punish the wicked? And does he protect the righteous? In Genesis 18, the Lord visits Abraham to renew a promise, but more importantly, for Abraham to learn a lesson about God's justice and about God's mercy. The balance between justice and mercy, between God punishing the wicked and protecting the righteous, is a delicate one. Where do you draw the lines? Where's the line between God's wrath and God's grace? God longs to forgive, but also declares, "Vengeance is mine, I will repay." You could spend days pondering through this, and it would be time well spent, too. To understand this challenge is to get to know God's nature and his predicament. God deals with this every day. Here in chapter 18, God will share his struggle with one of the few men that God has called friend. It is Abraham, the father of our faith. Let's check in at verse 1. And the Lord appeared to him by the oaks of Mamre, as he sat at the door of his tent in the heat of the day. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing in front of him. So Abraham looked up, and he saw three men, but these were no ordinary men. Verse 1 says very clearly, the Lord appeared to Abraham. So one of the three men is the Lord himself, and the other two are likely angels. And they're headed in a direction when Abraham sees them and invites them to stay for a while. The three guests agree to stay, and Abraham hurries about to prepare a meal. Then in verse 9, they said to him, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" And he said, "She's in the tent." The Lord said, "I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah your wife shall have a son." And Sarah was listening at the tent door behind him. So Sarah is doing a little eavesdropping at the tent door, and when she overhears that she's going to have a child at 90 years old, she can't help but laugh. Now notice in verse 12 that Sarah laughed to herself, but she was not the only one who heard it. In verse 13, the Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord?'" I love that verse. Is anything too hard for the Lord? Truly, nothing's too hard for God. However, God does have to deal with some very difficult predicaments. In fact, he's on his way to one in verse 16. Then the men set out from there, and they looked down toward Sodom. And Abraham went with them to set them on their way. The Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him?" Now, if you know this story, you know what's coming next. God is on his way to judge and destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. But why is God compelled to share his plan with Abraham? So much so that God acts as if he's human. He even allows Abraham to plead and reason with him, man to man. So why does God do it? Verse 19 explains, "For I have chosen him that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice." God chose Abraham with a purpose, and he wants old Abe to understand the way of the Lord. Abraham must wrestle with justice and mercy as God does, and understand both judgment and salvation, and get it well enough to pass it on to his children. The question here is much bigger than why did God share. The question is, why Israel? Why the covenant with Abraham? God's plan for the world revolves around his promises made to this one man. That's why the Bible focuses so much on this one people group. So what are the Israelites chosen for? First part of the answer is in verse 19, to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice. The Israelites are keepers of God's word and of God's ways. Now, of keeping his word, they did an outstanding job. As for keeping God's ways, the rest of the Bible tells a sad story. But there's more to God's plan for Israel, and verse 19 isn't done. Abraham's descendants were to keep the way of the Lord so that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has promised him. The bigger plan was about God's promise, and what did God promise Abraham? Descendants, lots of people to keep the way of the Lord and be a light to the world. Land, a place for that light to shine from. And a blessing for the world. The ultimate plan was a savior for the entire world. Through Abraham's seed would the world be blessed. Not all the Israelites, seed is singular. The Israelite, the Messiah, Jesus the Savior. Back in chapter 18, God tells Abraham his short-term plan in verse 20. Then the Lord said, "Because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great and their sin is very grave, I will go down to see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry that has come to me. And if not, I will know." Now hold on here. Why does God speak as if he's a man? Why does God say, "I came to check it out," as if he doesn't already know? Why say, "if I find"? Doesn't God already know exactly what's going on? Now to answer that, consider, who is this conversation for? It's for Abraham, of course. God wants Abraham, and you and I as readers, to understand and make sense of it. God doesn't just execute justice from heaven and leave us wondering. This time, he walks it out in a way that we, and Abraham, can understand. God wants us to learn the difficult balance of justice and righteousness so that we can direct our children to keep the way of the Lord. Now keep in mind as you read that Abraham knows his nephew Lot lives in Sodom, and Abraham has already risked his life once to save Lot and the people of Sodom. So in verse 23, "Then Abraham drew near and said, 'Will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you then sweep away the place and not spare it for the 50 righteous who are in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to put the righteous to death with the wicked, so that the righteous fare as the wicked. Far be that from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do what is just?'" This is the heart of the matter. God is the judge of the earth. Will he not do what is just? Yes, but what is just? I could also say, will not the judge of all the earth stop the wickedness? Will he not protect the weak and punish their oppressors? Women and men alike are raped just for visiting Sodom. Should God let that go on? Here is the dilemma. Is God truly just? Is judgment fair? What about the good people? Does God send good people to hell? God wants Abraham to grapple with this stuff. God wants you to grapple with this stuff. Read Genesis 18 today. Follow Abraham's pleadings with the Lord and wrestle with the balance of God's judgment and his mercy. And consider what this story would mean to Abraham's descendants, who would be called to execute God's judgment on a wicked, evil, and sick, sick nation in Canaan. And yet before that, Israel was called to wait 400 years in bondage, while God showed mercy and great patience with that same evil nation. By the time Abraham's plea is done here in chapter 18, he learns that God would spare an entire city just to save 10 righteous. Imagine that, a whole city. In Ezekiel 18, which is a phenomenal chapter on God's justice, go read Ezekiel 18. There God says, "Do I take any pleasure in the death of the wicked? Rather, am I not pleased when they turn from their ways and live? Why will you die, O house of Israel? For I take no pleasure in the death of anyone. Repent and live."
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free and free to share, so tell your friends and take the journey together. If you'd like to help us reach more listeners, you can donate, share the app, order flyers, or pray for us, all at throughtheword.org or at facebook.com/throughtheword. Chris Langham is the founder of Through the Word Ministries in Huntington Beach, California. You can find information and links for all our teachers on the website. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.